My name is Kirsten Bockholtz and I live in Bundaberg. Today's date is the 9th of November 2011. We're in Bundaberg and we're recording with the My Story project. We are going to talk about schooling. And I'd like to introduce Deanna Buchholz, Sylvia Kensler, Carolyn Palmer,
Kirsten. You had a concert of some sort last night at school. What did you do?
Well, I did a few different things. I did senior choir, and one of the things I did with senior choir is sing with some of the teachers from our school, and it was really great because they sang low and we sang high, and it was a great harmonised sing song. And we also did a musical, and I did a bit of like a duet with this other girl, and it was a bit of a Cinderella twist. It was really, really fun to get dressed up and have a bit of a fun time. And I did violin, and one of the songs I had a bit of a solo thingy, so that was really great. And I did...
Your dance troupe as well.
Yeah, dance. I did a song that we did at Stedford, and it was the song, we did it too, If I Had You. It was really, really fun to do it with a few other girls and get dressed up and stuff. So.
And is all of this part of your schoolwork?
Well, the extracurriculum, most of it we do in, like, the start of the mornings or during playtime. The club movers during playtime, the choir, we did it at the start of school, and up coming up to the cultural concert, we started doing it also during a playtime. And the violin is a morning thing, but during the week, 5 days a week, half an hour, I have to practice. So that's leading up to the cultural concert as well. So
we never had anything like that when we went to school.
Mum, even when I went to school, we didn't.
No.
I think there were two, maybe three people that I remember in my class that did an instrument, and it was just once a week they did a half-hour lesson, but there was no orchestra.
Flute?
No, that was when Kathleen went through. But I remember when I went through, there were couple of people that did violin, I think, and one of the boys that did drums.
Mm.
But I don't remember there being
anything
else. We went to school and we had our lunch times, and I guess we did, when I was in grade 7, we had the the environmental club, and we used to do the fundraising for that, and a group of us used to actually make our own plays. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we used to put them on in the school hall.
Yeah, I do remember
as
that.
Fundraisers.
Yeah.
For that, but we didn't have that. That was what we organised. We didn't have anything specifically organised. All the extracurricular stuff they have now.
No, well, we never had anything like that.
No.
And I'm sure my mum never.
Yes, you did.
Did you?
You
yes,
did.
Yes. Our teacher had a portable organ.
Yeah.
We used to take it out to Arbor Day, it'd go out to where we planted the trees. She'd play it every morning for us to march into school. And then every Easter and Christmas we had a concert.
But was there actually any, like, practicing of
the kids? Yes, we had to practice.
Yeah.
The parents would have come along and watch.
Yeah.
Easter was something to do with Easter.
Yeah.
And then Christmas was Christmassy thing.
Because
I was a pudding, and I was always done up as the cook. With the big apron. My hair pulled up. Yes, we had that.
Yeah, see, I don't even remember any really, like, school concerts. When
we had the school fancy dress ball.
Yeah, that's true. We used to have the fancy dress ball.
And the kids still have that now.
Yes, we had fancy dress ball. And some of the kids could really sing.
Yeah. Yeah, see, we didn't have...
studied on them.
No.
Yeah. Well, there was nothing there. Yeah.
Well, when you guys were in grade 7, do you have, because I know at our school, when we're in grade 7, we have like a graduation song. Did you have any of that sort of stuff?
No.
The only time you graduated was...
the day you left school and left school didn't have completely. Any graduation.
No.
I think I might have started school about 4 and a half.
Yeah.
Left third when I was 13 because the cows had to be milked. It was wartime. There was no one there to do it, so home I go to. And I cried. I didn't want to leave school.
Yeah.
So I knew I'd have to work hard.
Yes, that's what most kids these days don't realise, that school's actually the easy part.
When you leave
school, that's when all the work really starts. Yeah.
But a lot of us, even when I went to school, we left school at 14.
Yeah.
Now most of them leave school at 17 and 18 and older.
Yeah, because they're not allowed to leave.
We were out earning our own living by then.
Yeah.
Getting married, a lot of us.
And you had to be extremely rich to be able to send your kids to school because they would have had to board away from when they were about 10-year-old and all that sort of thing, so...
So how many kids were at your primary school, Gigi?
Oh, about 35 in the one room, not much bigger than this.
Yeah.
All the class in together.
So all from, like, four and a half-year-olds to...
Yeah.
How many classes did you have in each year level?
No, that's what she's saying. There was only one class.
Really?
One big room,
35 kids ranging from 4 and a half-year-olds up to...
13-year-old.
Well, I know, like, at school today, we've got sometimes, like, most of the classes are, like, 3 classes in a year level, and about 28 is, like, one of the highest amount of kids, and we've got, like, double this space or something like that. So...
But at Walkervale's one of the bigger...
School wouldn't be much bigger than down to there and across.
Yeah. But, like, Walkervale's got... 550-something kids.
So there's quite a lot of kids there.
And she had to handle all those classes.
Yeah, doing all the different year levels.
We would be out under the trees sometimes doing our work.
Yeah.
Would have been cooler there.
Yes.
So what school was that?
Redbank Gully, between Gingin and Wallaville.
Okay. And did you go there the whole time?
Yeah, oh yes, the same teacher.
Same teacher the whole time.
And she must have loved us.
Yeah.
Bernard River was in flood, she'd ride the horse.
To get you?
Half of the legs wet, all wet. And when it was fine, she'd ride her bike because she'd push it over the crossing.
Oh, to get from where she lived to the school.
Yeah.
So you didn't miss out.
She was there all the time.
That's dedication.
Well, we went to school on a bus. I think Mum always took us to the bus.
Yeah, we walked the first time. Yeah. First year and 2 years. Mum, how long would it be to Pitts?
A couple of miles.
We used to walk.
Yeah.
And then...
Then I got a bike.
Yeah,
and I used to fall off the bike.
And I'd have Ken on the back.
Yeah.
Then I got a licence and we used to drive.
So you didn't get your licence until you'd after you'd had kids.
You're waiting for me to tell you. I can't tell that in my
And then the kids hung on.
So where'd you go to school then, Mum?
To Oakwood.
Oh, okay, yep.
Yes, went to Erin Hill first and then it closed down.
So was Erin Hill near where you live?
Yeah,
just across the road.
Oh, okay.
So what did I do, grade 1 there?
Yeah.
And then it closed down, so we had to then walk and get the bus and go to Oakwood.
So, where did you go to school, Mum?
I went not far from here, actually. I went to Central School. And I still remember our class going through, those poor teachers back then. I don't know, nothing compared to, I guess, you, Gigi. But there was between 35 and 40 of us in the one class, and I think they only ever split us once or twice. But apart from that, the teachers had us as a whole class of 35 to 40 kids all the way through.
You must have been all good kids. There were a few rascals amongst them.
Most of us were good, but yeah, a few rascals in amongst them. But they still took us all on the we still did all the camps and everything. But I remember all the year levels around us, they were down around the 25 mark, but ours was
the bigger one.
The big one for some reason going through.
Yeah. You just mentioned you went on school camps. When I went to school, we never had school camps.
Yeah.
We didn't have school camps.
I can remember you were, I think, in grade 4. Yeah, and the teachers took you on a camp up to Myra.
Yeah, we went up there, but we couldn't go during school hours. The department wouldn't approve it during school hours, so the teacher actually took us on the weekends. And remember, you had to actually drive us up.
That's
there.
Right.
The parents had to drive us up and then come back on the Sunday and pick us up. But, that was one of the best camps. But, as I said, the department wouldn't approve it for year 4 then.
But it depended on the teacher and the
teacher took us up there. Well, but then we did the year 6 camp, went to Bunya Mountains, and year 7 went over to Fraser Island.
That's right.
Actually, in the tents and everything. Same thing, they probably wouldn't be able to do it now because of the high risk with the dingoes.
They stopped doing the Fraser Island ones, I think, before your younger sister went.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't think they allowed it anymore then.
Mm. So I know another thing that when I went through year 6 and 7, they had in Bundaberg here, they offered a combined school camp, and the year 6 one was the fixed crossing camp, and there was about 3 or 4 people from quite a few Bundaberg schools that went to it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the whole class, it was just so many from each class that went. And the grade 7 one, it was supposed to be, I think, in Hervey Bay, but I couldn't go to it because I had a marching competition, and then it ended up getting rained out anyway. And but they were extra camps. So, but you've only done the one camp so far, haven't you?
The grade 5 is one more grade 5 as we're meant to go, because this year the grade 5 has went, and years a few years ago they started it in grade 5, but I think we went to Buckaroo Retreat or something. But it just happened that year they had all new grade 5 teachers or something, and it was like the end of the year before they thought about it, and they said, oh, it's too late in the year to go. But this year we went and it was really good.
But where did you go this year?
Baramba Environmental Centre. And we went there for, I think it was about 2 nights. And it was really good. It was...
What kinds of things did you do there, though?
Well, we went on a big bushwalk and tried to solve problems. Like, it was a bit of a mystery, sort of, and we went out and tried to try and find numbers hidden all over the bushland. So I had to walk through some of the long grasses and bushes.
Was
and
that where you said, who was it? Connor was a real gentleman and held the branches back so the girls could go through.
Two of the boys were, I think it was Blake and Connor, they were being a bit funny,
So what class are you in now, Kirsten?
In class...
Grade 6 now.
Grade 6, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and we did a few other things like low ropes, and we built catapults they gave us big poles, and we'd learnt how to tie knots, and we had to build big catapults, and then at the end one of the instructors stood in the middle and we tried to fire at him, and at all the other groups. So.
Mm-hmm.
And did you learn how to cook breakfast?
Well, we didn't cook really because we went to breakfast and they gave us a cooked breakfast, like bacon and eggs.
Pampered they are.
Pampered.
Yeah.
And hash browns and toast and...
But didn't you say some of the boys were mucking around or did something...
Oh,
wrong
yes.
in their cabin and they got wash-up duty?
Oh, well, they were still talking. It was, like, lights out and they were still talking a while after that. So they had to sit and they had to sleep. I think some of them had to sleep outside the tent because they started talking at 5 o'clock in the morning. So that woke the teachers up. So they had to, they had to get their mattress out and sleep for the rest of the night outside the cabin.
I bet that quieted them down.
Oh, I reckon.
Well, when she went, it was freezing.
Oh, yeah. I think there was a bit of ice or snow, some you could see. But by the time I got up, I think it started to melt. But as I said, the boys had to do washing up duty. So, yeah, they sat outside in the freezing cold, and then after that they had washing up duty. And some of the other boys volunteered to help them and stuff. But... Yeah.
And the three teachers that went away all came back hobbling. They all had back injuries.
Well, there was actually three, I think it was three teachers but one teacher aide.
Yeah, it was funny. Them all very energetic getting on the bus with the kids and yee-haw. And
they were going to have a good time. Until they got there and it was hard work.
Going bushwalking with the kids and... stepped the wrong way and they all got off hobbling.
Well, it was really good though because, like, during the bushwalking we got to go some logs and off across some, like, rivers and, like, not really rushing, you know, just little...
Streams. They looked like rivers to you.
Yeah, but one of the other bits, it was sort of really clear and he said... If you really need it, you could probably drink out of it. It was really clear and crystal and cold and icy. And he said, though, I wouldn't drink out of it now because you got your water bottles. But it was really clear and we had to walk across. It was only a little log, but then we could go up a little bit down the stream and
Did you have to, like, some of the things that she's talking that she did on camp, did you have to trek through stuff like that sometimes to get to school?
No, we did have a track in amongst.
A cow pad.
Yeah. Yes. We did.
That was just normal.
Hopping over a few logs
And if it wasn't getting to school, it was getting the cows out them.
Yeah.
To bring them to the yard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was real.
But their normal track through the bush that she'd... Kirsten would think was an adventure.
Oh, yeah, it would have been just every day.
Gigi would have been every day.
Yeah.
And track like this for your push bike to go right down the back and get the cattle back up, cows back up to be milked and things like that.
Yeah.
And then you were used to that.
So how far did you have to go to get to school each day?
I suppose a couple of miles. Yeah. Walk 2 miles, I'd say.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a question sort of getting... It's still in the schooling. But what sort of rules were around when you were a kid, like the cane, the ruler?
We had a ruler if it was just doing something stupid with your writing. If you were a bit worse, she had Stumpy. He was about that thick. That was a stripe. And then if you were really naughty, she had Strap this big.
About a metre long.
Yeah, that was the big one. That was big.
Yeah.
But I never got that.
Did you ever get that?
I was too scared to do anything wrong.
So what did you have, Granzy?
I know a lot of the boys got the cane all the time, but I didn't. I must have been goody two-shoes.
Well, some of our naughty boys... They knew they were getting into trouble and they would get a grubs, you know, big earth grubs put in their pocket. And they'd go in, they knew they were in for trouble with the big strap and get your hands out your pocket. It would either be a big worm or a frog, and by the time she'd realised it, she'd whack the thing in their hand and it was a terrible... You shouldn't laugh. One of them's still alive, the other one's passed away.
Yeah.
We laughed about it just before that one passed away, about the things they used to do.
I still remember, I think it was grade six, one of my friends, her and a grade girl in grade seven, got into a scrap. And I'm sure they both got the ruler.
Yeah.
Even, yeah. Yeah, when I went through.
See, they're not allowed to do that now.
No.
It's a shame. They shouldn't get it.
Some of them still need.
I know at school now, all we've got is, like, if you...
You got the RTC.
Yeah, so that's a responsible thinking classroom. It's if you're, say, doing something silly or, you know, for example...
Calling out constantly.
Yeah, calling out constantly. Then you put your name on the board. But if you do it again or something else that's a bit naughty, then you go to the responsible thinking classroom. And what you do there is basically say what you're going to do next time. If you're talking with your friend, you know, you might say, well, I'm going to move my desk. So
you create a plan for yourself.
Yeah, just so it reminds you not to do that and... Just so you think of what you're going to do next time.
So you're and responsible for your own consequences.
Well, most of the time it does, but if you're some of the silly kids, then... and they just know they're doing it. They just want to get into trouble.
Kirsten, do you realise some of those silly kids that played up, especially in my age group, they are very smart people now. well, they might have been tricksters when they went to school, but...
Well, there are a few in my class. They're very smart. They're really smart, but they don't use their brain. They just sort of just tune out and sort of just.
They'll
be
probably
silly
start using their brain as an adult. Brain
probably sometimes they are just smart and they're bored at school too.
The brain is lying dormant for something important to happen.
But once they find something that they're really engaged in, then they
can well, switch on properly. I think one of the boys in our class, he's really smart, but he's a bit naughty. But I think he's really into, like, cars and how cars work. He comes into school sometimes and says, oh, this is such and such. And I go, what on earth are you talking about? And he goes, oh, this is a car part. You know, I know how to put that together. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And so...
He's got lots of practical knowledge that way.
Yeah.
Deanna, I can remember your sister taking a dish full of grasshoppers to school.
Yeah! And opened it. Actually,
opened them.
Didn't one of them take, you didn't know what it was, and then, or that no one knew what it was, and when it eventually hatched, it was the praying mantis. Praying mantis everywhere.
Yeah, and they hatch out thousands.
Yeah, thousands of little, you know, what I'm talking about, those little spongy
we
egg
had
things.
I think I've found one before and they've hatched out. And once we had a butterfly cocoon thing in it, it ended up hatching out. But
one thing that would be very different now is I don't know if you've seen them in the schools now, the kids have got them interactive whiteboards. You know how
I haven't seen them?
Well,
something else, but sorry, Kirsten, but something else very different now is all your computers.
Well, that's what these...
We had slates and writing pads.
Well, we didn't
I don't
have...
know if I used a slate. I can't remember
No, you didn't
that.
Use a slate.
I did. Writing pads.
Yeah. So what's...
We had slates.
So what's the... What's exactly the slate? Well, is that... Is that like your blackboard?
It's
just
a
little
like
one that
little...
was yours.
Yeah.
And you did all your work on it. And as you done each subject, you wiped it off. And you could never go back
and revisit it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I know our teacher brought in the other day a slate. He brought in the little blackboardy thing and the piece of slate, and he let us all use it just so I knew what it was like.
Oh, okay.
And it was really interesting because obviously some of the kids have ages ago, they haven't been able to wipe it off and it sort of just isn't able to come off. But we used the rest of the space just to write letters, like a letter, and then pass it on. And it was really interesting. It's sort of, it's like a rectangle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a bit different to your round cylinder pencil sort of thing.
The slate.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the what you write with.
Yeah.
I know. It was a round
slate pencil. Just to sharpen it on the cement.
So maybe what he had.
Yeah, he had slate, but it was sort of slate, rectangle.
Piece of slate, right, yeah.
He probably would never be able to get the original slate pencils now. Mm.
So.
Then we used nibs and ink.
And you had your inkwell.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
So you... Did you have those more like those wooden desks with
the we had the wooden desks with the inkwell.
Well, and the flip up lid did they have?
I think it had a drawer under it.
One we had, yeah, had a drawer.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't flip up top, but we had the inkwell.
Yeah. And was the chair, was it a bench chair?
A long stool that so many children sat.
So it wasn't just one person could hop up it?
No. There was no back on it. You had to sit there.
Okay, so you had to sit straight.
Yeah.
If you weren't,
some
you'd
of the
get
boys
a tap.
Used to get off their stool at the front of the class and crawl through to the back just to swap answers. They were the ones that were forever getting the cane.
Yeah.
And then there was the other ones. The poor girl in the front had her long hair.
Yeah.
With plaits, ribbons so far up, and this bit of hair. And those adventurous boys had put it into the inkwell.
So they didn't know it was.
And she'd go like that, and it was ink everywhere.
Yeah. Have you noticed how it's always the boys that are naughty?
Yes.
We're all girls here.
Lucky there's no boys in here.
No, if the girls did that, they'd get terrible hiding when they got home.
Hmm. Boys were allowed to be boys, as people say. Boys are boys.
Well, nowadays, Granny Gigi says Neil.
Yeah.
I know the husband, he says if he did anything wrong at school and told his mother, he'd get cane.
Worse at
from
home.
Her too.
You
never went and told Mum.
No, and you didn't need to because
the teacher let you know.
Smartly let them know.
Yeah.
Dad might think it was funny, Mum wouldn't. So.
Yeah. Well, I think we were all goody two shoes at school.
Mm. Well, I've never been to the IDC.
Well, it was better at school than at home working, even if you were only 5 year old.
Yeah. Yes.
Our highlight at school was swimming lessons. I can remember enjoying that.
Yeah.
So where did you do them?
I went to Key Street here in
Well, we used to, do you remember we used to actually walk from Central here?
Yeah.
So that would have been a fair walk, really.
Yeah. We used to come in on the bus.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'd walk up there. I think it was grade 4 to 7 we did the swimming lessons there.
And then only so many times a year.
Yeah.
Too.
Whereas, I mean, Kirsten's lucky at Walker Vale because
they've
got their
own
pool.
We go twice a week, and one lesson is with our PE teacher, and the other lesson is with our school teacher. Mm. But we've been pretty lucky. We've put two classes together to make an hour lesson still half an hour.
Yeah.
So all up in the week, we get an hour and a half.
Yeah,
and they do that in term one and term four. So
We only went for one term.
Yeah.
A year, so it wasn't very much.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if any of us ever learnt to swim properly.
It was more a bit of survival.
I never learnt to swim. I still don't know how to swim. We had a creek running through our property. We weren't allowed to go in that creek.
Yeah.
Somebody might hear us while we were drowning. You
know. Well, I know next week we've got to bring long shirt, long pants, just so like for survival skills, and we've got to swim laps without touching the ground of the pool.
In your long clothing.
Yeah, just so it's like if you're out in the boat in the sea and you fall out then and you've got to keep like ashore and make sure you don't drag yourself down or stuff and things.
But actually going back to the computers, I was talking to one lady today and at her school she said almost every child has got
a computer.
Either like at school every day, either their own laptop or iPad or iPod or the phone or something that they communicate electronically all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't got that yet, that kind of thing yet at Walker Vale, but the teachers actually these days, they plug their laptops into what they call the interactive whiteboard, and so much of the teaching is done through the interactive whiteboard. So it's all computer resources, and the kids just put their hand on the screen to move stuff around. Yeah. That's actually up on the big screen.
Like, it's basically a whiteboard, you know, you're a blackboard.
Yeah, instead of the blackboard. Yeah.
It's a whiteboard, but it's computer, you know, computers, like your screen, your computer projects
up. So it's the, whatever is on the teacher's laptop screen is actually projected on there. And the kids can go up and manipulate stuff themselves.
Yeah.
So they're all...
just so different,
isn't it? And a lot of the texts now are coming through as e-books, so the electronic books.
Yeah.
So the kids don't even have to have the book in front of them. It's actually up on the big, the whiteboard that they can follow from there.
You talk like that now. In our generation, we don't even understand what you're on about.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't.
In my generation, it was wartime. You didn't even have paper to write on.
Yeah.
And you didn't even have pencils.
Yeah.
You had the slate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just how different things are. I wonder what they'll be like in the next 50 years.
We read a book at school about what people thought it was going to be in 2010. It's not...
2020, you mean?
No, in 2010, but it's old.
Oh, okay, it was an old book.
Yeah, but it's some of it's actually true. They said they'd have, like... computers and stuff like that, mechanical and robots. Our teacher said we have got a few different robots like
that will do things.
Yeah, and they said that later on, I'm guessing in about 10-20 years, they said we'll probably have, like, our friend might be a robot, you know.
Yeah.
And our houses will, they look really funny, and solar panels everywhere, and that's happened, obviously.
Yeah, well, we've got the solar panel.
And hot water tanks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's all happened, so...
Schooling will be a lot different.
Oh, yeah.
Well, even, as I said now, even a lot of the schools, they've got the wireless internet too, so their laptops don't have to be plugged into a wall somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just all done through...
Wireless.
And a lot of their projects now are all done on the... computers.
Yeah.
Like Kirsten wanted to do a German project the other day, and she had to do it as a PowerPoint presentation, which is one of the programs that you get
on the
there. And so you type in all the information and embed pictures and different fonts and different things. So there's no more, you know, cardboard projects, basically. It's all done on the computer, which is projected up onto the interactive whiteboard.
Because I know most of the kids, I think everyone who brought something in the other day, there was about four or five of us, they all had PowerPoints. I think most of the kids who won't even bother have just... She's just given them pieces of paper to do their stuff, but I think,
children now are... very smart like that, but have they got common sense that they can do it without all that?
Oh, a lot of them can, I think, yeah. But it's amazing, even the little kids, you get them on some kind of a computer program and they can figure out so much.
Yeah.
Because they're not afraid to play. They know they're not going to break it.
That's right. Where if I touched it, I'd think I was going to break, so I'd leave it alone.
And if something goes wrong, you panic. These kids, they don't panic. They just go, that didn't work, I'll try something else.
Yeah. Well, where I'd panic and go away from it in case it did blow up.
Well, I know that one day when we first got our new program, our teacher said, I'm going to give you about half the lesson and you just go for it and find out, give me a whole page and what you've worked out to do, whether it's a table, font size, colouring, bold, all that sort of stuff, and just everything you can find, page backgrounds, all that sort of stuff, and you just said go for it. And I just played around with, like, every button to see what it did.
Yeah.
And then the beauty for me is Kirsten comes home and shows me.
So you've got no idea.
You're a school teacher.
She has no idea.
I tell you what I find, though, is you go into a shop and they don't... if that thing
computer breaks,
down
they don't know
them,
what to do.
They can't add two and two, and they can't count change back or I just.
Whereas those were all basic.
Back in our age, we did it all by.
Everything had to be done.
Yeah,
you learnt to do it all automated rather than
That's
using
right.
a device
Even
to
can,
do it for you.
And I can go into a shop now and know what a dozen articles are going to cost me.
Yeah.
And if they haven't got that machine there, they've got no idea.
Well, that's like your father when you go to the bank to invest anything. He'd say, how much interest am I going to get out of that in 12 months? Oh, he's got the calculator. And your father's looking up in the ceiling and said, oh, it's that much.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a chance to be because...
He didn't go to school.
Yeah, because you've got such a big family, you don't have a chance to do any of that.
But
that brain would have been a bank manager or someone else if it was...
Had the opportunity, coming through now.
Yeah.
That's just going back to the old schooling where you did it all in your head.
Yeah.
Where you give us the computer now and we don't know what
to do. So years are better off than we were.
Yeah, well, I was... getting off the subject, what sort of things did you do at school, like writing, reading, what did you do?
Everything, arithmetic, all that.
Do you know what arithmetic is?
Is that sort of a math-y
math
sort of thing? Yeah.
And your reading, writing, a lot of English history. Not much of Australian history.
Well, did you? Yeah.
Australia was no
one. No, it wasn't. Hey, that's given away my age.
Well, I know these days we're just, most of the time we're given sheets printed off our the computers and handed out the sheets, and it's just, it says it on the paper what the question is, and you got to, so it might be rewrite this question in a different order, you know, and what's the opposite to this, you know,
But you had to learn lots of facts, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I was never real good at that.
It was all about, right? I mean, I still remember
algebra
even in,
and all that sort of stuff.
In grade five, having to stand up every morning and recite the times tables as a whole class.
Yeah.
Oh, and
that's what I was getting.
It was
back
all right.
To, you know, you did it all in the head.
Yeah.
Well, I know in grade four, I think Alex still does it. He's grade four. We used to have to stand up as a class. We used to have to go 1 times 1 is 2. 2 times 1 is 2, etc. And we used to have to all do it and, you know, make sure we'd know it. And, like, now in grade 6, we're given, it's called a 5-minute friend, so we're given 5 minutes to do all the times tables, basically, from 1 to 12.
So you still...
They still do, still and they do...
Yeah.
They do, is it twice a year they have a quick facts... test at Walker Vale, they hand out the highest
achieving award,
highest achieving and the most improved, and the kids have got the set facts that they've got to do, and they've got a time limit to get as many done as they can.
15 minutes to do about 100 sums, but it might be 522 plus 3,120.
Yeah, so, and it's all their mental. So
they still
I think that they did. There was a period where it did slacken off a little bit, but they have
gone back to
a lot of the mental arithmetic and pushing it with the kids.
So
some of the things have actually done. I think the big cycle.
Yeah.
That. Yes. What you used to do, for example, did you? Some of those things that they've discovered.
Yes.
Well, doing a lot of your rote learning and arithmetic, they have brought a lot of that back in, but they are still complementing it then by using the computers and the calculators and other technology devices.
Well, the technology is definitely the way it's gone.
Yeah, it has. That's the biggest change.
It's going to be more improved all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically schooling. There's most time there. All the computerised electronic things are turned on, and that's basically what we use.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go back to just stuff on the board. He just writes stuff.
Mm. But it'll be amazing to see in even 10 years' time.
That's, yeah, the difference.
Or what will be when eventually like. Kirsten grows up and has kids, what her kids will be doing.
Yeah, whether, like...
Oh, she's a green,
do you think
she's going to
will
kids.
Still be around then? To 5 generations?
No, I don't...
Well, Dad was 94.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm nearly 84.
Hmm.
Yes.
10 years' time?
So she
no, she'll only be 21 then. No.
Oh, but if it's like her grandzie, she... What, were you 19?
19.
Yeah.
Right. I was 26. I was 26.
I was 22.
See, we didn't have as much schooling as you.
That's right.
We didn't learn as much as you did.
So you've got to wait till you're 30, darling.
Not 30.
Well, there's no chance of me being great, great, then if you've got to go wait till you're 30.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.